More and more Vermont seniors are finding long-term care somewhere you might not expect, in other families' homes. The Medicaid-funded program known as Adult Family Care has become critical for Medicaid patients with dementia who get turned away from traditional nursing facilities. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
For 8 years, 71-year-old David Calderwood lived at Scenic View, a residential care facility. There, staff helped him with medications, bathing, and meals. Then, the company that owned Scenic View announced it would close. And at first, Calderwood couldn't find a place to go. Finally, he decided to move in here.
Come on, go outside. Go.
This is Crystal and Todd Abel's house. Today, Calderwood sleeps in a room with walls still turquoise from when it belonged to their now-grown daughter.
It's just like my own family.
Calderwood is not related to the Abels. He's part of a program in Vermont called Adult Family Care. Other states have similar programs. Vermont's works a lot like foster care. Families, like the Abels, can have up to two residents move into their home. The residents pay room and board. The state pays the family between $80 and $160 a day per person based on the complexity of their needs. The money comes from the same Medicaid dollars that would be going to a long-term care facility. Only this program costs the state less. Right now, there are only 136 Medicaid recipients enrolled. That's a tiny fraction of the nursing home population. But the program is growing fast.
It's definitely more money than I was making before.
Crystal Abel cares for Calderwood and one other gentleman. Although some home providers have nursing degrees, Abel has never worked in healthcare. Before this, she worked at the local Dollar Tree and in a school cafeteria.
It's so rewarding, and I'm so thankful that we ended up doing it because I absolutely love it, and I love our guys. They're part of our family. We just got back from vacation in Florida, and we took them with us.
Abel helps Calderwood with bathing and meals. She divvies up his 30 prescriptions, makes sure he uses his oxygen machine, and drives him to the doctor. It's a 24/7 job, except for when the guys go to day programs a couple days each week. Calderwood says for him, at first, the whole thing seemed pretty strange.
I was kind of withdrawn when it came to coming here, and I kind of just sat there.
It was a little rough. I mean, he was very quiet.
Abel says Calderwood took a while to warm up. She admits her family's loud and mischievous.
Do you, like, tease each other or?
Oh, yes, all the time.
You get in on the teasing?
Oh, my God, yes, I love to tease.
Seriously, though, Calderwood says he's happier here.
There is an openness here, a give and take, which I never had before. It's more living like I used to on my own.
Increasingly, this program is serving a population that desperately needs nursing home alternatives. That's Medicaid recipients with expensive needs who often can't find care. Sean Londergan is the long-term care ombudsman at Vermont Legal Aid. He calls the program a two-sided coin. The upside, life in a home can be less restricted and more meaningful than life in a facility. But he says there's also a downside.
There's no, a lot less regulation on adult family care homes.
Home providers aren't licensed, although they do have to pass a background check and a home inspection. A review of records by VPR did not reveal recent instances of abuse or neglect in adult family care homes. Although incident reports do show some homes and some matches are more harmonious than others. Megan Tierney Ward heads up adult services for Vermont's Department of Aging and Independent Living. She says the state contracts out oversight of the program to 15 private agencies across the state. Those agencies interact with both providers and residents.
They have a minimum requirement of seeing somebody or at least having contact with them every 30 days at a minimum. Often it's more than that, and they have to at least see them face-to-face every 60 days.
Crystal Abel describes her caseworker as, quote, phenomenal. Still, she says, she had no idea the state requires an orientation with a nurse or 6 hours of training every year. Tierney Ward says she's looking into that. Abel also says she thinks the state should mandate surprise visits.
You know, even for us, even though my guys can talk and whatever, it doesn't mean that I'm not sitting there. If you tell them anything, you're going to be, you know, no dinner for you, you know. So I do think that they should do some more surprise checks.
As demand for this program grows, one challenge will be convincing ever more families to open their homes while also making sure they're all safe. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.